Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. Well, we just heard about the traditional games, the skill and physical endurance that's involved with that. Well, here is another chance to be inspired this weekend by what can be accomplished if you discipline your mind, your body, and then throw some heart into the mix. So this Friday and Saturday, the Juno Skating Club is offering a community performance, and we have Alexandra Sargent with the Skating Club's show committee to tell us all about it and tell us what the skaters are working so hard to bring to us. But first of all, Alexandra, can you tell us a little bit about how you got involved in figure skating?
Yeah, so I got involved with figure skating through a friend. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, originally, and my friend brought me to the rink, and I just got hooked. I was part of the Learn to Skate program in Fairbanks, and my family saw the potential in me and just invested everything they could at that point into me, and I traveled all across the U.S., to learn how to skate. And I've just held on to it for many years. I think it's now over 20 years, and just kept growing myself, kept learning and taking other skaters and myself to other camps and places to grow my skating. And so now I came to Juno, decided I wanted to be a coach, and been doing it for over 10 years now.
So
you've
been coaching, yeah. And I imagine that it takes a lot of effort to get a show like this together. So can you tell us what we're going to see happen? I love the name of the show, Evolution of Music, Decades of Mixtape.
Yeah. So simply put, this was actually the simplest theme we could do, because a lot of the kids came out of a competition in February and they had all sorts of different music choices there. And so we chose this to make it so we could actually complement that. Also, it's just super enjoyable for those who are watching, because you're going to know the song that's going to come on. So you're going to be excited about the skating, and you're going to be excited about what you're hearing. You're going to want to dance in your seat. I mean, we're talking 70s, 50s, 90s, Backstreet Boys, Britney Spears, right? Even today, I have got like Tiesto and all these amazing artists that we know throughout the decades are just mixed up in this program.
Well, you've got kids. Yeah. You've got kids, you know, from another generation. How are they taking to rocking out with their parents and maybe grandparents' music?
Oh my gosh, our kids are so great about that. When the Bohemian Rhapsody movie came out, they just dove into Queen. We listened to Queen constantly. They're like got this eclectic genre of music that they love to listen to. So it's actually been really, really fun for them and for me personally.
Oh yeah, I bet. Well, one other thing that I wanted to ask you about is, in our last segment, we were talking with Kyle Worrell about the traditional games and what it brought to the young people, confidence among them, physical conditioning. What do you think that your program does, and the act of putting together a show for the community?
An act of putting together a show like this is a lot of heart and soul and a lot of, like, not many hours of sleep. But I think part of it is that the goal is to have an opportunity for the community to come out and be part of a community, see people, also see what the skaters have accomplished. It's been 2 years since we've had an in-person show, and they've worked really, really hard and pushed themselves and over the last 2 years. And so they're ready. They're ready for the Juno community to see them. They're so excited. They were so excited when I told them this was going to be in person this year. They were, oh, yay, we're so glad we're going to do it in person again.
So the question is, even though it's in person, are there some COVID safety precautions that you'll be asking the audience to do?
Yeah, so when it comes to that, we're just sticking to the CBJ COVID plan at this point. Masks and physical distance are recommended, but we're limiting the number of attendees to keep us at this safety precaution level. And therefore, we really want you to get your tickets ahead of time, which are available online at junoskatingclub.org. There's some banners out there that are bright yellow, and there's a QR code, too, that you can get your tickets through the brown paper ticketing system as well. But that was kind of segue. But the point is that our limited numbers are to keep that safe distance and make help people feel comfortable in a in-person setting.
Well, we're about out of time, but I did want to ask about your special performers that are coming. They're supposed to really thrill us and maybe harken back to the excitement we had in the Olympics.
Oh my goodness, yes. These guest artists that are coming are show performers. They've been doing it for over 20 years, even beyond. They are U.S. Open champions. They actually performed at the opening and closing of the Winter Games for Salt Lake City. They have skated for Stars on Ice, the European Tour. They have skated at SeaWorld and so many other places. They have been around the world, Germany, Mexico, Italy, you name it. They've been there and they are going to totally wow you. I can't even describe the tricks they do. They're just so jaw-dropping. There we go. And it just blows your mind. You're like, how is that possible? How is that possible? And they're also just really incredibly humble people. And I'm so excited to bring show skaters to Juno. So they're worth it. They're worth even the ticket itself, they're worth it.
And I know it's exciting to see people that are really good in their craft, in their skill, and their talents. But I imagine that it's still very special to see the young people try as hard as they can.
I have been to many dance performances here in Juno, and even for me, it's those little kids that always get you, right? You're always just so excited about the little ones that are skating to or dancing to a song that you know, and they're doing their best, and they're wiggling, and they're smiling, or not, or they do something random. It always just really, really makes you laugh and really brings that like joy and excitement, I think, too, to a show.
Well,
for sure.
People who are listening to this and who are tempted to go and see this, how many shows are there? And maybe just recap what we need to know to take part in this.
Yeah, for sure. So we'll have three shows Friday night, first Friday at 7 p.m. We'll have a show on Saturday at 3 p.m., a show on Saturday at 7 p.m. Location will be Treadwell Ice Arena, which is 105 Savico Road. You can get your tickets online at 2022junoskateshows.brownpaperticketing.com. or through our website, junoskatingclub.org. It's right on the first page. We are selling tickets at the door if that just makes your life easier. So no one will be turned away. Granted, we keep at our numbers, our limited numbers. $15 for adults and $10 for children.
All right. That's a bargain. What can you do for $10 with your kids, you know? That's very nice. And I understand that if you're under 3 years old, it's the best price, right?
It's free. Yeah, it's exactly. If it's under three, it's free. Exactly.
All right. Well, Alex, I want to thank you for being here with us today to give us an appreciation of all that has gone in to prepare for this upcoming performance. Alex Sargent, she is the show director for the Juno Skating Club. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. See you out there.